T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
ANSS.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning now, 7:47 here on this Friday morning, Halloween Eve. Three big things.
Three.
Police are seeking a Texas man as a suspect in a homicide at a sports complex in East Wichita.
Two.
Wichita Board of Education holding a special meeting today discussing recent rapid increases in COVID-19 in the county.
One.
Presidential campaigns focus on Florida and its 29 electoral votes. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area looking good out there. Not seeing any huge traffic slowdowns out there. Remember, if you spot a traffic slowdown, you can always give us a call at the hotline. That number is 869-1330. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 63 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Saturday, sunny and breezy with a high of 61 degrees. Now a clear sky, 33 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. How appropriate on Halloween Eve to have John Whitmer with us this morning. Sorry, I have a little joke there. John's John Whitmer show is 7 o'clock on Sunday night here on KNSS. Ooh, creepy.
You know, I can't believe you're picking on me, and yeah. I was going to say something nice about you. Instead, I'm just going to say welcome back to the better half of your show. How about that?
No doubt about that. Ted Woodward back with us, and thank you for saying that. I know,
you nailed it, John Whitmer. Good job.
Thank you. Well, and I'm sure the ratings will return to where they normally are, too, now that you're back on the show.
Yeah.
The quality has vastly improved.
It has, a lot. Okay. So John will be on Sunday night. What do we do next, guys? We were supposed to let you talk a little bit about the three amigos that were on the radar this week. Some interesting Halloween stories, pre-Halloween stories coming up about the city commissioner, the county city councilman, and the state senator and the county commissioner, your buddies.
Yeah, you know, these you call them the three amigos. I called them the three stooges. I'm hoping that story just sort of goes away. I don't think there's much more to it, to be honest with you. I from what we're hearing, it sounds like none of them are going to resign. And I think the story, frankly, has played out. We'll see. The election will determine, you know, what happens with Michael O'Donnell's seat, and James Clendenin will be up next year. And Michael Capps is already out. He's done come January. So hopefully the voters will have their say on that one. The only sad part for me is that, you know, we have a seat, a county commission seat that's reliably Republican, and we may lose that to a Democrat because of all this, but we'll see. We'll see what happens on Tuesday.
I don't know if you heard that Fox update a minute ago. They were talking about the polls, and they've been mentioning these national polls a lot, and I'm telling you, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to them. Polls have a way of being.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, at this point, 4 years ago, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton was still up in the polls 2 weeks out. Everybody was saying she was up by 13 points, and it was narrowing, but people were saying it was going to be a landslide win for Hillary Clinton. A lot of Trump voters won't take polls, so I still think it's going to be close. I think Roger Marshall's going to pull it out. But there's I still think there's going to be some surprised folks come Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, or depending on how long it takes to count this thing.
All right, John, you're going to have some special guests on. Key guest, Stephen Moore. Who's Stephen Moore, quickly?
So Stephen Moore is President Trump's chief economic advisor.
Oh, good.
We had a great third quarter GDP report, 30-something% growth. We'll have Stephen Moore on, and we'll have Speaker of the House Ron Reichman on as well. So we've got a great lineup Sunday, and despite the fact that it's Halloween, we will have some great guests.
All right,
and we'll have we'll take calls as well.
Okay,
we'll have a great show Sunday night.
Sunday night, John Whipper, 7 o'clock, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Thank you, John. 7:52, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up here in just a few minutes. In the start of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with our good friend Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. So be ready for that. We're going to have a great session, I know. And with us right now is our good friend Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. He's talking about the journal's ICT Summit. ICT, is that right? ICT Summit, right.
That's exactly right. The big story, the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Details about the people involved and the topics discussed at our ICT Summit. Our virtual summit presented over several days included two panel discussions and three one-on-one interviews. The panel discussion topics were the Office of the Future and challenges for minority business owners. Our three interviews featured Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, and Sedgwick County Health Officer Gerald Minns. Also this week, another installment of our series on women who lead. This time, women who lead in aviation. We profiled 13 women, including Rhonda Evans of Lee Aerospace, Cheryl Childers of Cox Machine, Melissa Nesmith of Cayman Composite Structures, and Kristen Olson of Koch Engineered Solutions. And episode 179 of the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast is available this morning. My guest this week, Ted Woodward of the award-winning Stephen Ted Morning Show on KNSS. Ted is sharing with us his COVID-19 experience from his first symptoms to his positive test, entering the hospital, more than 2 weeks in intensive care. Ted was very sick. He's on the road to recovery. Of course, as you're hearing, he calls it his COVID comeback. We love it. You can find the podcast at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, well, that was great, but I want to think about it. I want to say something right now about our buddy Jad Chambers, okay?
Yes.
This is a tough show to do. If you've done radio, you know what I'm talking about, Bill.
It is very difficult.
There's
you bet. Lots of moving parts to it.
A lot of moving parts, a lot of production, and Jad is usually the guy that's doing that, and then he took on some of Ted's stuff, too. Over the past 7 weeks, I got to tell you, Jad has been a champ. He's done a great job. So I just want to
absolutely.
Kudos
to Jad.
I don't compliment him very often because when I do, he expects me to take him to lunch. But you know,
that's trouble, right,
Jad,
there.
Jad, you've done well. Thank you for your great efforts.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right, I got to tell you a quick story. Last night, you know, my sleep is very precious to me, and you know, at times I can be a bit cranky. You know that, okay?
Yeah,
I
know.
Ted, are you with us there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Jump in when you want to. I'm sleeping soundly, and the phone rings, okay? And I'm thinking, oh, it's an emergency. The kids have problems, isn't it? You know?
Right.
I get up and answer this phone, and is this Steve? Yes. And we're taking this poll. At that point, I just basically said, he said, would you like to be part of our poll? I said, no, and you can bite my, and I,
oh, part man.
Of me, I mean, I chomped on him and hung up. My wife was laughing so loud. But you get to that point, don't you? When these
absolutely. I mean, we've been getting calls and emails and all sorts of stuff.
Four or five times or six times a day. And hey, give us a break, will you? Okay, anyway.
Exactly. So, text messages, too.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite scary movie this morning, Bill?
Oh, scary movie. Boy, it's Hitchcock movies.
Ooh, Hitchcock.
You know, the one with you know, the shower and the...
Oh, Psycho. We didn't even think of that.
Psycho, yes.
Ooh, man. I'll tell you what. That's a scary one. Even in black and white, you know?
You bet.
All right. We'll talk to you again next hour. Thank you, sir.
See you then.
7:56
yes,
now.
He's Wichita's Norman Bates. It's Bill Roy.
Bill Roy, Norman Bates. Okay. I can see that light bulb in his bedroom going back and forth, right, Ted? Same with Steve and Ted at the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have the latest on the presidential campaign in Florida.
Ted Has Sports, going to have Mitch Holtis on this morning, right, Ted?
Live weekly visit with Mitch Holtis. Preview the Chiefs game coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Dad's going to do entertainment news of the Blur, Ted, right?
That's right. We're going to have plenty to talk about on the Blur, including some happenings on television last night, all coming up in just a few minutes.
Plus traffic and Halloween weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.